Deputy head of Turkey's armed forces, General İlker Başbuğ, told Turkish television that Turkish forces have collaborated with Iran in attacking bases of the Kurdistan Workers' Party in northern Iraq, and will do so again if necessary. In the past, Turkey and Iran have pledged to cooperate against the rebels, but the general's comments is the first confirmation that the two countries have been working together against the PKK and Pershak, the group's Iranian wing. International relations expert Soli Özel of Bilgi University says the cooperation is a watershed in Turkey's fight against the PKK.
Turkey also bombed Pejak, that is the anti-Iranian Kurdish organization, and it flew into the region using Iranian airspace. That really tells you volumes, doesn't it, in terms of what's cooking about PKK Pejak, because Pejak is the twin of PKK for Iran.
During Turkey's more than two-decade fight against the PKK, Ankara frequently accused Tehran of providing direct assistance to the PKK, a claim denied by the Iranians. But the present Turkish government has been working hard to improve relations with Iran. Observers say closer cooperation between the two countries will be a blow to the PKK. Turkish armed forces are continuing to bombard Kurdish rebel bases in northern Iraq, while it's continuing its diplomatic efforts to isolate them. The head of Turkey's armed forces, General Yashar Bükanat, on Thursday called for an end to logistical support to the rebels.
Terör örgütü, geçmiş yıllarda İsmaili katırlarla sağlar.
In the past, the PKK was supplied by mules carrying arms, he said. Today, they are supplied by trucks. How can this be? All countries should recognize they're a terrorist organization, he said. That call, according to observers, is directly aimed at the leaders of the Iraqi Kurdish-controlled enclave where PKK bases are located. Like Iran in the past, Ankara has accused the Iraqi Kurds of supporting the PKK. But here too, the last few months have seen relations improving. The Prime Minister of the Iraqi Kurdish enclave, Nechevan Barzani, this week said that they were optimistic the relations with Turkey are improving. The warming of relations, says Bilgi University's Soli Özel, is an indication of how isolated the PKK has become.
The PKK is, for all intents and purposes, has well outlived its usefulness for anyone concerned, and everybody wants to get rid of them, and this is what's happening to them.
But the PKK insurgency is still essentially a Turkish problem, with Turkish Kurds still make up the overwhelming majority. Despite the PKK being designated as a terrorist organization by the United States and European Union, pressure still remains on Ankara to extend greater cultural and economic rights to its Kurdish population, as a key part of the strategy to defeat the insurgency. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.